This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And we're at a park, and I can't walk 10 feet without being out of breath and having to sit down. There was fluttering in my chest. It didn't feel good. I said to them, to Barbara and to the kids, and the little baby doesn't know, can't even understand things yet. I said, if I die here, I want you to know that do not fly my body back to Florida. And don't burn me up. I don't want to be burned. It's very inconvenient when somebody dies away from home. You know, said, bury me here in this beautiful state of Idaho. Go ahead and bury me. I was really that bad. So I called my pastor friend here. He's a part of a Anglican church. And they have a healing service every Thursday. Well, Barbara had a bad back a month ago or so. And she went up and they prayed with her. Heat came all over her and she was healed, she said. And even his wife, the pastor's wife, said, wow, I felt this great heat in my hands. So I was out in I was out in Idaho, I was out in Idaho, and so I had this problem where I couldn't breathe, and my heart was fluttering. Mm. Well, my pastor called me from the Anglican church here, and he called me 5 o'clock in the morning, which would have been 7 here, and he prayed with me. Now I felt almost like the size of a child's hand, like a warmth on my back for a second. 1, 2, 3, gone. And I kind of thought, like, was that just me or was that a healing? Totally healed.
Glory to God.
Totally healed.
Got it. So good.
And, you know, it was just a little touch. And you're talking about touching, you guys. So I just did another interview with the chaplain of the prisons in St. Lucie County. He was a hard nose. He wouldn't come to know Jesus, but he says, I'll tell you, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to prove to me. So he's a runner. He's a man in his 20s, early 30s, whatever. He's a runner. He gets a growth in his foot. His doctor says, we can't operate on it. Inoperable, you're never going to be able to run again. So he goes somewhere, and he sees this man who prays with him in Jesus' name to be healed. And my friend said he touched just a little fingertip. He felt this warmth the size of a fingertip on his foot. And it goes off. And that's all. Just like my thing, right? And the guy comes up to me and says, the Lord told me you've been healed. And my friend, who's now the chaplain of all these, is sold out on Jesus. He goes, is that all there is? So in other words, remember Baal, the god, the false god of Baal? And Elijah says, go ahead, build a fire for your, and let him strike it and start your fire. So they cut themselves with blood. They built the wood. They put sawdust on the wood. They did everything they can so their God could strike the fire. And Elijah goes, oh, is your God on the toilet? That's what he says in that language. Actually. So then Elijah says, put water all on my wood. Put water, pour the water, and make a moat around the fire, around where the fire is going to be. And then he calls to God. And it lights up. See, so God doesn't have to be dramatic. You don't have to cut yourself.
Yes.
You don't have to walk on hot coals. You don't have to give up your life. With the Muslims, you have to give up your life for Allah. Jesus says, no, 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 no. That's with every other religion you have to give up. No, no, no. I gave up my life for you. All you need to do is accept the gift.
That's it.
And so, you know, it's always the opposite. It's inverted. Like you two said you had the reason I told you all these stories is you two said you have a small ministry. Well, first of all, the Bible says despise not small beginnings. Secondly, look at the tongue and groove. The hands and the hands and the touch and the touch and the hands. Who could orchestrate that but the living God of Israel?
Amen.
You know, so
I wanted to give a clear an example of the Lord's how he blesses those who are faithful. There's a woman we worked with. Was it yesterday we built the conical garden?
Yeah, yesterday.
She is a widow and a grandmother. And she now takes care of her grandchildren and her nieces.
Yeah.
Because the others died, her daughter and she has been so faithful to the Lord. I could feel the Lord's pleasure all over me for her, this woman. She just loved the Lord so much, and she's put everything out for her family. And her abundance didn't come in monetary, but if you looked at what grew in her yard, in her little yard, it's just amazing. It's amazing how God just made that ground fertile, he was working with fertile ground with her. She was just pouring her life into these children, and he was blessing her with that. And then he brought the Shem to her for the conical gardens to make life easier for her. But I mean, just little ways. God tries everything. He does everything to reach our needs, and he's just so great and so merciful. There's so many ways he blesses us, and this woman was a true example of that to me. I was thinking as we were talking that, we're ministering to women and children here in Kenya in trying to bring, help people to see, remember that the value that they have in God's eyes. But, you know, anyone who's listening, anyone anywhere in the world, you're hurting if there's pain, if people have forgotten you, if you feel left behind. If you're struggling, if you're suffering with pain, God has not forgotten you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And he wants so much for you to know that, for you to know that love, to understand that nothing can change that. And all he wants you to do is reach out to him. He will never turn you away, ever, ever.
Yep, he'll never turn you away. Right. And if you are a Christian, when I was out in Idaho, I went to the Potato Museum. That was pretty interesting. But I also went to a church there. And one thing is, of course, I was in this big, big church and I sneezed. I was disappointed that not one person said, God bless you. And so, I attend a 12-step program, too. Where I got, after some deaths, I got involved in alcohol. But I've been, haven't had a drink in 15 years. But if I sneeze in my men's room, the men's group, and a Bible study or when I go to the AA, they say, God bless you, because there's true love, because they're broken,
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I liked the pastor. I wish I'd had a chance to meet him. I was sitting way in the back. And he said, if you go to church, that doesn't make you a disciple of Jesus. Now, we all think we know this, but sometimes, you put something in words and it empowers it. It makes it rhema, whatever. I told you the story, right? So he says, if you go to church, that doesn't make you a disciple of Jesus. If you're under the teaching of somebody, that doesn't make you a disciple. If you're reading the Bible every day, that doesn't make you a disciple. Jesus says, get up and follow me. Do something, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter for people, visit the orphans and the widows, and visit me in prison. And so that's what you guys are doing. So that is the true religion, and that is being a disciple of Jesus. We need to learn. It's good to go to church and be together. But, God didn't create the church so we can have a hallelujah party every Sunday. It's there to step in from the dirt you've accumulated in the world that week, to fall down on your knees. Fall to your knees, hear the angels call. I love that line of that song, Christmas time, And you fall to your knees. I call it satellite positioning. And if he's kind to you, he might give you a contrite heart. And maybe some tears will flow. And you're forgiven, because it's his kindness that leads us to repentance. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance, oh Lord.
That's right.
And so we fall, we start to cry, and then he says, okay. But I did this. I don't remember that, Rhett. But I did that. I don't remember it now, Rhett. But I did this week. I got dirty from the world. I don't remember that. you are repentant of what you did, and I am the Lord that taketh away the sins of the world.
Behold, blood.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Listen, right. You guys, we're out of time for today, but if people, Holly Stockett and Shem Asuma, they're in missionaries. They're in Africa right now. And do you have an address or a name or a website where people listening could contact you guys? You never know, you know?
Yeah. It's touchedbyloveinternational.
Great.
.com.
Dot what?
Com.
Oh, it is .com, not .gov, not .net, but .com. Okay.
Nope.
Touched by love. Touched by love.
Touchedbyloveinternational.com.
Wonderful.
Well, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you did there.
Well, make sure you go to Vero's Voice, or you go to Rhett Palmer, Mayor of the Airwaves. Download this show and put it, share it on your Facebook. Okay.
Sounds okay, wonderful. Okay, awesome.
Listen, Father in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Please bless Shem Asuma, a new friend over the airwaves here in Africa. Bless his feet as he moves. You bless a moving object. Let him continue to work, Father. I ask you to bless his hands that deliver others.
Yes,
and I also ask you to bless Holly Stockett, that you will increase her ministry and expand her tents, both of them working together, hand in hand, brother and sister in the Lord. Bless them both.
Amen.
And thank you much for Richard, who made this show possible today.
Amen.
By supporting our ministry here in Florida. And I also ask you to bless Elizabeth, who's in the room, and I ask you to bless Dominic, who's in the room, and also Landon, that's in the room. And I'm Rhett Palmer. You could bless me too if you want, Lord. But anyway, Father, blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
And I hope to see you guys in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And we hope to see you in Kenya also.
Okay. I hope to see you in Kenya. I'm coming to Kenya. I got a lion under me. I'm coming to Kenya. All right. See you guys. Sounds pretty good. I'm coming to Kenya with a lion under me. Yeah, the Lion of Judah. There you
Please
go.
Do come.
Yes. Okay. Bless you.
All right.
Thank you guys
so much, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.